StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Before we start, one important note here. For this January-February 2026 briefing, we reviewed more than 15,000 raw URLs. We have been looking at funding news, investor updates, and ecosystem reports across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. We are now deliberately omitting the vast majority of them. Startup Radio now focuses on signal over noise. We're not here to repeat every small seed round, every accelerated press release, or every incremental product update. We focus on structural capital movements, sector shifts, institutional participation, and companies that move the DACH ecosystem forward. This format is now the only highlights. We drop part two of what we used to do in our news, the deep dive. We are here for you to see the bigger picture. We may share some of the content of the deep dive on our social media channels. Note, we are now only active on LinkedIn, X, TikTok, and YouTube. All other channels are on pause for now. For now, you can expect one structured news wrap-up with 5 to 10 news items each month with Chris and me. We take a July and August break, meet again in the very late August, do a summer wrap-up, which usually goes live sometime early September. And then September through December, we stay with monthly news. Around December 22nd, we close the year with our annual FinTech review, and we are adding quarterly strategic reviews to provide you a product, capital, and sector analysis. That's what I will do. We also filter aggressive, so you don't have to. Now, let's have a look at what January and February are really telling us. Chris is joining us not from New York, but from Washington, D.C. due to the State of the Union. Right, Chris?
Yes, I'm in the Capitol. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Let's dive in with the macro view. January and February 2026 across the DACH startup ecosystem, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, reveal a much clearer pattern of capital concentration in enterprise artificial intelligence, sustainability, compliance software, defense, and dual-use technology, think drones, robotics, and industrial automation, and milestone-driven biotech with multiple 100 million-plus growth-stage financing in Berlin, Mannheim, Munich, and visible participation from institutional lenders such as the European Investment Bank, KfW, German Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, and major German commercial banks, signaling a selective normalization of growth stage venture capital rather than broad-based early stage exuberance. Beyond the headline rounds, the structural sign is the re-emergence of scale-stage financing in sectors aligned with regulation, geopolitics, and industrial modernization, including AI-powered enterprise automation, ESG, CSRD compliance platforms, unmanned systems and security technology, modular robotics integration into manufacturing lines, and clinical-stage life science programs, where consumer applications, speculative AI frontier narratives, and non-strategic SaaS categories remain largely absent from major DACH funding announcements.
And yes, and we also see, if we look a bit ahead at what today's episode is going to bring you, geographically, it's going to be interesting because we see, well, Berlin is continuing its lead in enterprise AI and applied software scale-ups. We see that Munich is reinforcing their strengths in robotics, defense tech, deep tech hardware innovation. Mannheim, Baden-Württemberg, and the southwest of Germany have more and more visibility in compliance and industrial software as a service. And Heidelberg, also in that region, remains relevant in life sciences. It's a it's a beacon for German cancer research as well. So what we see here is that Germany and the whole DACH region is really one with regional specialization. And those patterns really show us that Germany is different from other startup ecosystems in Europe that are much more centralized. We see institutional co-investor visibility in January and February, particularly through EIB-backed financing structures and bank participation, that overall indicates a recalibration of perceived risk in strategic industries, suggesting that public capital alignment with venture-backed companies is increasing in defense, security, industrial modernization categories, all overall showing broader EU policy priorities. So it's long discussions we see in politics as a whole, especially since the bigger Ukraine war started. Taken together, first 2 months of 2026, January and February now, we see expansion and growth state venture capital across the DACH region. So DACH always Deutschland, Austria, Switzerland, we always say it. Capital is available for companies with revenue clarity and regulatory tailwinds, defensible industrial positioning and institutional credibility, but constrained for speculative consumer facing or non-strategic categories. What this all means, we will see. So if we are looking for a headline for the past 2 months, then it is a disciplined expansion.
Okay. Not hype, not freeze, just discipline. This episode is supported by our partners. If you want direct access to founders, investors, and innovation leaders across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, visit startupraid.io/become-a-partner. The top signal, or Sapiens, 100 million Series C round, making it a unicorn in Mannheim. We may add that Mannheim has been very important for German, for the German industry in the past. Not only is it the place very close by where Carl Benz invented the car, but it was also the place where the first electric elevator was working here in Germany. I spent once there some time visiting all their entrepreneurship centers, each one focused on a different industry, different vertical, and they are very interesting, and I do believe they have 9 of them right now. So let's go to Mannheim, or as they locally say, Mannheim. Mannheim-based Osapiens secured a 100 million US dollar Series C funding round led by Decarbonization Partners, a joint venture between BlackRock and Temasek, the sovereign wealth fund of Singapore, reaching unicorn valuation and positioning, sustainability, compliance, ESG reporting, supply chain, due diligence, and CSRD aligned regulatory software as a core enterprise infrastructure within Germany and across Europe. And CSRD is Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, of course, from the European Union. This financing signals that EU regulatory pressure, including CSRD requirements and supply chain transparency mandates, is transforming compliance obligations into recurring SaaS revenue models, with global institutional investors backing German compliance technology as durable enterprise infrastructure rather than thematic climate exposure.
Yeah, so we definitely see that climate compliance, because you just said climate, compliance used to be a topic that was a bit like overheard and overlooked. But now, I guess following rules is one of the core strengths of the Germans, I guess. So now we see it here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a competitive moat.
Yeah, and a company like BlackRock definitely legitimizes the whole category. Signal number two, Parloa. It's a Berlin-based company that raised $350 million in a Series D, now standing at a $3 billion valuation to scale enterprise AI agents embedded in contact center workflows, customer relationship management systems, and customer support automation platforms, all these things, positioning applied AI as something that they claim is procurement ready, enterprise infrastructure, helping to improve ROI and revenue expansion dynamics. Overall, we see that the company apparently is pretty promising. And because this whole round demonstrates that applied AI integrated into enterprise software is fundable at big rounds, and showing that deployment depth and operational efficiency, if you can prove them, and if you can prove that there are actually gains, can also mean huge success for your startup. And we also see that Berlin is a is a main hub in Europe for AI tech like this.
This isn't really a speculative AI narrative anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So this is already like operational. It does exist. And yeah.
Let me take over the next big funding, Quantum Systems, 150 million institutional financing. In the Munich area, defense and dual use technology company Quantum Systems secured a 150 million euro European financing package backed by the European Investment Bank, Commerzbank, KfW, and Deutsche Bank, highlighting increasing alignment between venture-backed deep tech companies and public institutional capital in unmanned aerial systems and security infrastructure. I think everybody knows why. The financing reflects geopolitical realignment and EU security funding priorities, signaling that defense-adjacent startups in DACH are transitioning from politically sensitive ventures to strategically supported industrial players, with institutional lenders reducing perceived risk and enabling stage expansion.
Yeah, we see it over and over, defense tech becoming something more normal, something that makes money, something that becomes more and more important in...
Especially the dual use cases.
Yeah. Yes. In startup culture as well as in general industry everywhere. Robco, a Munich-based company in robotics, raised $100 million in the Series C funding. They also want to expand AI tech, in this case, modular AI-driven industrial automation systems for manufacturing environments. So they say, well, we can combine robotic hardware with software orchestration, all of it tailored to what is a strength of German industry or German companies, basically the industrial base and like Mittelstand there, so the medium-sized companies for whom Germany is famous for. We also see that this round for Robco, as I said, based in Munich, is kind of reinforcing Bavaria's position as a robotics and advanced manufacturing hub, showing that physical automation integrated into production lines is a venture category in Germany that stays important, and especially when you can align this with industrial modernization, long-term enterprise contracts. I mean, it all goes to the strengths of German engineering.
Mm-hmm. The software meets the factory floor. I see. I think it's called Exiva, 51 million funding biotech in Berlin. Heidelberg-based biotech company Exiva raised 51 million in a Series B funding, 51 million euros, by the way. And I've also seen this that you just talked about, and I had 85 million in the back of my mind. Yes, 85 million euros, 100 million US dollars. So, that's not a one-on-one relation anymore. Let's go back to the news. Heidelberg-based biotech company Exiva raised 51 million euros in Series B financing co-led by GIMV and EQT Life Science, to advance Derefan, a treatment targeting agitation in Alzheimer's disease, reinforcing Germany's continued relevance in clinical stage biotech and neuroscience research within the DACH startup ecosystem. The financing also signals that European biotech capital remains available for programs with credible clinical milestones, experienced syndicates, and defined regulatory pathways, underscoring that life science financing in Germany is milestone-driven rather than hype-driven. Before we move into implication for founders and investors, a short message from our partners. If you would like to be here, visit startuprate.io/become-a-partner. January and February show selective growth stage confidence in the DACH startup ecosystem.
Yes, we see that in enterprise AI, compliance infrastructure, as we said, defense tech, robotics, and biotech. And that means?
Yeah, I would say for startups built where regulation, procurement, complexity, and geopolitical priorities create a durable tailwind.
Yeah, and for investors, not just for the startups, we see that like sector conviction is beating a broad exposure in this phase.
And for the innovation leaders, the sectors define broad level discussions in 2026.
For all of this, we reviewed over 15,000 raw news links.
Yeah, and these are the structural signals we can condense for you.
These were the highlights January, February 2026. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.